Welcoming in the Director of Athletics at Central Arkansas University and the Chairman of the NCAA's FCS Playoff Selection Committee, Dr. Brad Teague joins us. Brad, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate you having me.
Well, for anybody who's not aware of how the whole thing works, let's start with the basics here. There are 10 automatic qualifiers in FCS football and then 14 at-large bids, and that's where you and your crew have to do the hard work.
Yeah, exactly. And we already know 5 of the 10 automatic qualifiers. And then this weekend, the rest will be sorted out, and then we've got to come up, you're right, with the next 14 best football programs to be in our championship.
Well, let's start with some of the basics that make up your criteria here. In the past, 8 wins has been a pretty standard cutoff. Is that a requirement, or does that simply help a team's cause?
You know, Rich, the bylaws actually say a winning record puts you in the conversation. But what we've seen in the past is you pretty much need to have at least 7 Division I wins. Certainly 8 is almost a guarantee to be in the postseason play. And, you know, as we look at the Colonial right now, it's quite a conference this year and some great teams. And looks like 6 teams could have 7 wins, you know, by the end of the weekend. So that's pretty remarkable.
How important is strength of schedule when it comes to choosing the at-large bids?
You know, Rich, it's important. What we do is we'll get to the teams who are on the bubble. And as we compare those teams, strength of schedule certainly matters. And it also matters when we're looking at our seeds. So the top 8 we seed. And as we're comparing, you know, the possible seeds, who could be 7, 8, 9, 10 in our rankings, we're really looking at strength of schedule there as well.
So if you had a team, for instance, he said, winking, that had 6 conference wins, a win over an FBS opponent, had won 7 road games, or have had 7 road games out of their 10 this year, and among their losses were lost to an FBS opponent and the preseason favorite in the Ivy League, Yale, who just gave Princeton a heck of a game, unbeaten Princeton, they might have a pretty good case. Of course, talking about Maine.
Yeah, Maine's done real well. In fact, Maine controls their destiny, in fact, for the automatic qualification from the Colonial. So if they win this weekend, they get it. They're in pretty good shape. I would say Maine, I'd be surprised if they weren't highly thought of in our room.
Strength of conference, does that also play into your choices in the discussion?
It does. It certainly does. So you know, a stronger conference, you may see a team with fewer wins of go in over a team out of conference that had a worse strength schedule or worse strength rating. So it does matter.
We're talking with Dr. Brad Teague. He is the chairman of the selection committee for the FCS football playoffs. The selection show is coming up on Sunday after everything plays out on the field on Saturday. One of the big reasons why we love FCS football is this. Maybe the big schools will catch on at some point and expand their field.
You know, they certainly, there's a lot of calls for that. The issue for them is playing so many contests. Certainly we do it. We play 11 and then play in the playoffs. They play 12 regular season games. And for them right now, they don't want to extend that beyond just the semifinals and finals. But I think it'd be compelling if they'd at least go to some quarterfinal games and get 8 teams in the mix. So we'll see what happens.
You've got some very difficult decisions because some of the conferences, like the Colonial, like the Missouri Valley, the Big Sky, the Ohio Valley, everybody seems to be beating each other, and that's going to make it difficult. Now, right now, as you mentioned, there's the possibility of 6 CAA teams with 7 wins or more. Nobody's ever had more than 5 teams make the 24-team field. Could it be a possibility that 6 Colonial teams could get in?
You know, that certainly is, Rich, a possibility. There's nothing that tells us that you have to limit the amount of teams per conference. So that certainly could happen, and you're right. I cannot remember a year nationally when so many conferences had so much parity. So nationally we have so much parity, and it is going to be a very, very difficult decision, and we're going to have to use all of our metrics and tools that we have available to try to discern, you know, who are the best teams.
You talked a little bit about what goes into determining the seeds. Is it an automatic that a conference champion would be the highest seeded team from their conference?
You know, that's not necessarily true. There are times when the automatic qualifier from the conference isn't the highest rated team on our list. So it just depends on many factors.
And obviously geography plays into this when you start putting together matchups. The NCAA likes to adhere when they can to the 400-mile rule. They try to avoid having conference teams play each other, at least in the first round. So as if you needed more challenges to putting together this field.
Rich, yeah, that's the unfortunate part about our championship is we are restricted by geography, as you said, and a lot of people don't understand that nationally, and they wonder why in the world this team would play that team first round. And even within conference, if you didn't play another team in your conference, and the Colonial has many of those, of course, you may see them in the first round. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, Maine and Stony Brook didn't play in the regular season. They may see each other, you know, in the first round. So it just all depends about that 400 miles and the budget of the NCAA for this championship.
Now, speaking of the Colonial, an interesting situation with Elon. They had to cancel a game with William and Mary due to the hurricane. How do you handle their situation?
Yeah, and that's an unfortunate situation, and they did lose an opportunity for another Division I game, but it was certainly out of their control. So we will absolutely take that into account. They've had a fine year and have some really good wins this year, and we don't want to penalize them for hurricanes.
We're talking with Brad Teague. He's the chairman of the NCAA FCS Selection Committee and the director of athletics at Central Arkansas. What's the criteria when it comes to choosing home games? Do you look at how teams have performed when they've hosted in the past?
There are several criteria for that purpose, Rich, and it really comes down to the financial bid. As long as the host has not proven in the past that they weren't able to handle hosting a game, it really comes down to their financial bid, and if they meet the lighting criteria and the seating criteria and the other things that we require, locker rooms for being one, the team with the higher bid usually gets that hosting opportunity.
Now, I know, and this may have changed since Maine was involved last 5 years ago. I know back in 2013, seeded teams who made the minimum bid were guaranteed a first-round game.
That's still correct. That's right. So seeded teams get a first-round bye, and then they host the second-round game as long as they bid at least the minimum.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting time. When does the committee get together on Saturday night?
We start on Friday this year.
Oh, wow.
We start on Friday night and start our procedures. Then on Saturday around lunchtime, we start watching games. And then Saturday afternoon, we start really getting into the nuts and bolts of the selection. And then we get back on Sunday morning early and review our information, make sure that we're where we want to be. And we submit it to ESPN. And then the show is at 12:30 Eastern on Sunday.
Well, I know this. We'd love it if the Black Bears made part of your job a lot easier and took care of business against Elon, and then you're not looking at a potential four-team tiebreakers there. But either way, we wish you and the committee great success. It's a hard job putting this all together. I think year in and year out, the committee does an outstanding job, and we really appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon.
Well, Rich and Carrie, I appreciate you having me on, and it's a fun job, but it is difficult. We have 10 athletic directors on the committee, one from each of the automatic qualifying countries around this country, and we work well together, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, good luck this weekend, and thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Brad Teague, Director of Athletics at Central Arkansas and the Chair of the NCAA's FCS Playoff Selection Committee. And again, the selection show, as he mentioned, Sunday at 12:30. Black Bears, I'm sure, will be gathered as a team to watch it all develop, but they can take care of business on the field with a win over Elon on Saturday afternoon.